Thousands of IDPs at Kalmakam in South Darfur State have been protesting since last week, demanding the UN Security Council revoke its decision to end a joint UN African Union mission in Darfur, which is scheduled to wind down at the end of this month. Protesters say as the mission's mandate comes to an end, IDPs say Sudanese security forces continue to abuse them. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus via a messaging app from Kalmakam on Monday, Adam Rijal, a spokesperson for the IDPs, says the protesters have petitioned regional and international authorities to consider extending the mission in Darfur. Rijal says the IDPs don't believe Sudanese security forces will protect them as UNAMID head, noting security forces are the ones that carried out atrocities against civilians in Darfur, which led to thousands of people being displaced from their homes.
We demanded that the UNAMID should remain in Darfur till when a final and a sustainable peace is achieved in the country. We want to make sure that there are reforms in civilian, military and security institutions, where we can have patriotic forces that could really give us protection from atrocities. Then we can allow the mission to end its mandate in the Darfur region.
Rijal says the IDPs believe the transitional government is incapable of providing them with proper security because since President Omar al-Bashir was ousted in April 2019, Sudanese security forces have continued to carry out atrocities against local population and says the government has done nothing.
The transitional government itself is divided in military and civilian wing. They are not in a good harmony together, and the joint forces they want to deploy in Darfur are the same forces who actually carried genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and war crimes against us in Darfur. Till now, we are still waiting for al-Bashir and his party men to be taken to the ICC to answer questions about this.
Addressing members of the UN Security Council last week, the ICC's chief prosecutor, Fatou Bensouda, confirmed Darfur is still experiencing atrocities, including sexual harassment of civilians.
My office has continued to monitor alleged crimes in Darfur, which may fall within the court's jurisdiction. There are repeated allegations of attacks on civilians in Darfur, occurring mainly in June and July. These attacks reportedly resulted in significant casualties. Alarmingly, there are continuing reports of sexual and gender-based violence and crimes against children.
Bensouda says such crimes must stop and protection of civilians must remain a priority. Protesters say they will continue protesting if the UN Security Council ignore their demands. Several phone calls made to UNAMID spokesperson Ashraf Issa for comment on this story were unsuccessful. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.